Blog Talk Radio.
To Care to Read. You have the Omika 7 in the house, your advisor, the one you need, and your advocate, the one you want. Thank you very much for joining us on this segment. We are going to take you down memory road to talk about a little bit of the things that we've talked about so far, just to bring those people up to date who have not been featuring in this room. We've been talking about health education, and we have also been covering how to become a family life education center, a parent information center. And we've also been covering advocacy, how to become a good advocate, working in the arena of advocacy, and also for the youth who would like to go abroad, working abroad as an advocate. I'd like to thank you for being a part of this segment. And as is and as always, we always feature a special book for the evening, and we will be talking about that book in detail. And as I indicated to you before, we will be covering this particular book throughout the week because there are many people we'd like to feature in this particular book. Hold on, and I would like to give you the name of that book. That book is entitled The Power of the Platform, Speakers on Purpose. And as you know, we talked about Robbie Chancy, who actually visited our room to talk to us about her experience as a coach, a life coach. She coaches people to go into the workforce, and she gave us a little bit of background about that information. Today's segment is going to be Teacher However, more teachers. So we want to call those teachers to the room and ask them to be present and also call in and phone with questions. Today's segment will feature how to go abroad and take your students abroad. And basically, there is a way that teachers can do this and gain free points so that they could travel for free, and their students can gain credit as well. And we will be featuring that information. But right now, we're going to take you to station identification break, and we'll be right back at you in the air.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some comfy. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to. Before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Once again, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for joining us. We are going to start the segment of our talking here, and we will begin with doing our ritual, asking for our ancestors to permeate this room, to be a part of our ceremony. We invite you in, ancestors, and we ask that you allow us to stand on your shoulders. We look to our north, our south, east, and west, and we look out in the audience to see if there is an elder that can give us permission to speak. And I want to start getting ready to purify myself, to get cleaned up for this ritual. Pardon me while I get cleaned up. And will you please purify me?
Yes, purification has begun.
Thank you very much. I see an elder out there in the audience. I'm going to ask the elder if I have permission to speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
You have permission to speak. Go right ahead.
Thank you very much, Elder. Well, we'll start the whole process of the ritual. And as you get prepared for the meditation, remember that it's okay to meditate on a word or thought, because getting into position for this occasion is very important. I pour libation to the west. I pour libation to the north. I pour libation to the east. I pour libation to the south. And as the ancestors come in from me at the room, I thank the ancestors. I thank the Owi, my Owi on my head. And I thank my deities, Obatala and Shango, Obatala and Yamenjai. Ladies and gentlemen, would you join with me as we do the next segment, the name ceremony, where we call out the names of our ancestors, our heroes and sheroes, and we say Ashe as an affirmation for confirming that it is so. So be it, so let it be done. I call out the name of Booker T. Washington. Ashe. I call out the name of George Washington Carver. Ashe. I call out the name of Langston Hughes. Ashe. I call out the name of Leontine Price. Ashe. I call out Louis Armstrong. Ashe. I call out Malcolm X. Ashe. I call out Madam C.J. Walker. Ashe. I call out Nate Turner. Ashe. I call out Rosa Parks, Ashe, the name of W.E.B. Du Bois, Ashe, Zora Neale Hurston, Ashe. And if there are any other heroes or sheroes that might be on their way or unbeknown to us that are still in route, we acknowledge them as well. Now I will call out my personal ancestor's name. I will call out Robert Jenkins, Ashe, Clara Mae Jenkins, Ashe, Tommy Pete Hardy, Ashe, Eugene Lilly, Ashe, Bessie Lilly, Ashe, Mitchell Lilly, Ashe, Aunt Isa Lilly, Ashe, Sam Lilly, Ashe, George Lilly, Ashe, Michelle Harvey, Ashe, Michael Harvey, Ashe, Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe, Marvin Jenkins, Ashe, Robert Jenkins, Ashe, Ruby Bracken, Ashe, and we say, so be it, so let it be done. Thank you, listening audience. You may call out your personal ancestor's name. Please do get involved with us and be a part of the ceremony. We definitely urge you to call out your ancestor's name. And if you do not know who your deities are, you can begin to learn through practicing online, finding information on EFI will give you the deity's name. Now, as we begin with our ceremony, I'd like to say that it is in order to do prayers, and it is definitely in order to always remember our flag. I'd like to do the allegiance of the flag. Here's to this flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hopes in this future bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it. Great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red, black shall flow of it. Historians shall write of it. Great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it. 400 million years of back of it, whose destiny depend on it, the red, black, and green of it, old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young man shall dream of it, face shot and shelled of it, maiden shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors broad and whole of it, please is my soul with it, regardless of what is told of it. And thanks to God for giving it, great flag of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, you can create your own family prayer. And remember I told you the prayer and the prayer in the manner of our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Pray in that manner. And if you don't know the Lord's Prayer, you can also say your own prayer. It is not necessary to have a fancy order in which you pray. Pray as if you are talking with your higher self. Ask God to provide you with your daily bread. Ask Him to cover your household and all that is represented in your home. Ask Him to give you favor with man. Ask Him to allow you to live out your years, your 70 plus years. Ask Him to give you bread and feed on the table. Ask Him to finance all of your projects. Ask Him to give you filthy Luca that is waiting for you to fall on this alchemy. Ask Him to show you how alchemy can always be present. We know that money is the essence of all things, but we do not want material things to become something worse. We want to ask God to make sure that we're able to fulfill our purpose. And fulfilling our purpose may mean that we have to have income. We have to have resources. Have to have employment. May He give us favor with the institutions and the employment of all the people. Most of all, the people who have the same mind, the right is in a country. So you have to find the same one. And giving this possibility so that you will know what to pray. down.
away from the people? Will you use your freedom to build and develop? But what are you going to do with your freedom now that you have freedom at your doorstep? Remember to pray each day. Remember to take time to pray. And remember to teach your children to pray. And that when everything is going well, continue to pray. So therefore, when you seek to know the higher self, you can easily tap into that power. Thank you very much for being a part of this ritual, ladies and gentlemen. And I am going to get prepared for our lecture today. Thank you. And we're going to station identification.
My Best Friend, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako-Garth. I wrote a thesis. No, I'm not a doctor studying in amniocentesis. About the effect that the female had on the black man. It was time somebody took a real stand in order to redeem man. My instructors and professors had applauded for me challenging such a topic that had long been avoided. In my effort to find my best friend, it had led me to a place of no real end, realizing in reality that we both existed in total duality. The document was submitted for publishing to Juwanza Kanjufu after it had been read by Teju. He soon wrote back with publishing instruction. Only now I can't get my writing on for so much disruption. In due time, I guess. Or maybe even in a good season. You know, all things usually work together for a reason. This task has appeared to lead me down a different path, which has now held up my draft. Moreover, what I ponder, what made me write about the black man, I wonder, while in my struggle to find my best friend, led me to a place of no real end, that we both existed in total duality. I was searching as if I was under a spell, which had my inhibition backed up, like mail, lock, stock, and barrel. Father, I hope you'll be able to forgive me for not first attempting to look within. In my struggle to find my best friend, realizing in reality we both existed in total duality. In my final effort to complete this thesis, I had to research all the original pieces, rhyme upon rhyme, serving up no hymns before their time in order to bring a new flavor of line, while collecting these legendary species to collaborate with this foreign thesis. I had to consult with the priestess on the topic of discussion, to avoid any future repercussion in my struggle to find my best friend, which had led me to a place of no real end. Miracle Worker, arranged by the author, Sherelle Omiika.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. Thank you so much for joining us and lending us your airwaves. And we'll be careful to give you your world back to you in approximately 60 minutes. And our topic for this evening is for the teachers. And teachers, if you're in the audience, please do drop by the Care to Read room. We'd like to tell you a little bit about what is available to you, teachers, that you might not know about. Exploria. Exploria is an organization that works with teachers who do tours and who are chaparrals, and this particular segment will be featuring on the teachers taking a tour and perhaps winning a tour for 2011. Yes, that's right. You heard it right, teachers. There is a tour that you can win through Exploria for 5 years, and on that tour, you have to put your name in the drawing to make sure that you're part of it. I like to give you the name and address of Exploria, Inc. Exploria is spelled E-X-P-L-O-R-I-C-E. Now, They spell it with an E, but then I noticed on the brochure it's spelled E-X-P-L-O-R-I-C-A, Exploria. So they have the upside down E, and that's Inc. And their location is in Boston, 145 Fremont Street in Boston, Massachusetts, 02111. Their phone number where you can reach them at is 1-888-310-7120. You can call them to ask them how you can sign up for this contest, which will be featured in 2011. It is a drawing. Once you have been selected, you are entitled to 5 trips free for 5 years. That's right. Exploria wants to do some fantastic things for teachers. Now, you're probably asking, who is Exploria? Exploria is a tour guide that features trips all over the diaspora, all the way out to Europe, to Bangladesh, to Paris, to Germany, to Ethiopia, all over the world, ladies and gentlemen. All you need to do is specify which area you are interested in being a chaperone for. Now, if you don't win in the contest, there's still opportunities for you to get your trip paid for through gaining points. And what I mean by gaining points, there are some points that they give you. Now, let me read you a little bit about how you earn your academic credits and your points. Now, teachers and students, you can earn academic credit through the coordination of the partnership, and that's in the Eastern Washington University. Eastern Washington University gives out these points and credits for those students who need credit. You definitely want to make sure that you go to the website, which is exploria.com, exploria.com. Sign up with them and register. If you are seeking points for graduation for school, you can start the process of earning credit for credit from the University in Washington. Now, Exploria features programs where you can sign up online. What they normally ask you to do is to get 6 or more people to go on the tours with them, and if you are featuring the tour and you're the chaperone, you then want to set up your whole trip online so that people can register and make payments online. You become the chaperone, and you host that trip when they travel, and you make sure that the youth are taken care of. However, there is a part where you can chaperone adults, not necessarily youth, but you can also chaperone adults on their trip. Now, you choose your Exploria Rewards program. You can choose anywhere from the Exploria Basic Rewards, and you save about $95 on all tours until 228. That is one trip that's going on, and you can still call that number that I gave you for the program. Or there's another trip for the new group leaders, and you enroll 15 students and get a free cell phone. That's right. They're giving away a free cell phone. And then they have the extra, the Exploratory Extra Rewards. And if you want a program that gives you more free rewards, you want to sign up for this one, okay? And this is the extra rewards, and they will outline exactly what is necessary for you to do to get these bonus points. You get more money, and you earn a big group bonus of $500 to $2,000 for leading the group of 25 or more. Now, see, as the numbers go up, you must enroll at least 25 enrollees who are going on tour. Then you get more gifts as well. You earn a travel, travel points for your program, and then you exchange them for more electronic personal travel, okay? And this convention spot is for your tour upgrade, all right? You get more travel points in your Exploria Teachers Convention. That's right. They offer a teachers convention that you can go on, teacher. And it's an international teachers convention. It gives all the teachers their leadership training and their chance to explore the fabulous places where they are going to feature the convention. You definitely want to go and get involved in joining up. Now, the conventions are this one that they normally have in November. It's a Thanksgiving convention. Now, you're going to have to go and clarify the dates. I don't have the dates on the new one. Then they have the New Year convention, which is normally held in December through January. Then they have the summer convention, which is held in July. Then they have this, then they go on, they have like three summer conventions, and then they have the super convention for summer. These are some fabulous trips that you might want to sign up for and be a part of, because you earn points and gifts, and you also can put your name into the ring to earn the five-year trip where you can travel back and forth for 5 years. Yes, Exploria has been trying to get the attention of teachers for a long time to show them the benefits of traveling and going abroad. Now, you probably may ask, well, Ms. Carter, what is so fantastic about traveling and going abroad? Listen, teachers, even if you are not retired, it is to your benefit to travel during those break times, the summer breaks, and the spring breaks, because you gain so much knowledge from interacting with other people from other countries that you will begin to see the benefit in how you're growing educational-wise. Not to mention, if you can earn enough points to take those free trips, that's even better. Now, all you're doing is going out and sharing this information with someone in your church or in your circle, and you ask them if they would like to be a part of your tour group, and you collect their names and ask them to go online and to pay their minimum fee. And as you get to those numbers that they are requiring for each one of these categories, the 10 people, the 15, the 25, then you begin to earn points. And when it's time for your trip to take off, you make sure everything is taken care of, you handle the paperwork, and you also manage to take care of the people, all of their needs when they're on the plane. So you act as a real chaperone. Now, these conventions that they have throughout the year, these are conventions for the chaperones to go and learn more about what it is that they're doing and to also do that while engaging in a tour abroad. In a tour abroad, ladies and gentlemen, you ought to be getting excited. You ought to be jumping up and down, getting ready to pack your bags now. For those people that said that there's never anything to do with Exploria, there is something to do. That's right. Yes, Mrs. Garth has signed up with Exploria. And, yes, I plan on booking a tour with them. I don't care if I win the five-year trip. All I want to do is go on a trip with them and experience their service. Exploria has been around a long time, ladies and gentlemen. It is not some newcomer on the block. They have a lot of accolades behind their name and good recommendations. So you can check them out by Googling them online, because you certainly don't want to travel with some outfit that just started yesterday and doesn't have any accolades behind their name, nor can anybody vouch for them. But Exploria is well-soundedly grounded in the experience that you are looking for. And you don't have to take my word for it. There are many teachers who have experienced Exploria and districts as well. That's why you could take your work and put it on the road and do your conferences on the road. Now, for those teachers out there who've been trying to get to Paris during Christmas time, that's the best time to travel. I understand that the trips to Paris are beautiful. You can have Christmas in Paris. I went to Christmas around the world while in Germany. It was heaven to experience. We experienced some of the most affluent silverware, the teapots, and buying things at discounted prices, bringing back little novelties that you can give as gifts, which you bought for a fraction of the price when normally people have to pay full price for it. That is the beauty of traveling, to find little trinkets or gifts that you can buy for someone in a far-off land and bring them back and give them as gifts. That's fun, ladies and gentlemen. I found that taking the trips while over in Europe was very exciting for me. experiencing Italy, experiencing Berlin was a great opportunity for me. I spent more time in Berlin than anywhere. Berlin is just a big Chicago with all of the main features that a big city has, but also the quaint places you can go to experience an opportunity for a day in history. That's right. The Berlin Walls came down in west part of Germany. That's where it all happened, ladies and gentlemen. And the story is told there. They're very ancient and quaint with their stories. The tour guides are very informative. Now, guess what, tour guides? You're not alone. You have somebody else working with you that knows the city. Don't think that somebody's going to throw you into this job without giving you proper guidance and training. You will work with an authentic tour guide who will work with you in telling you the locations and places that you'll be going. And most of the time on these trips, it's just not a straight shot to Europe, and that's it. You, on the way, you may go to Italy. You may go over to Russia. You may go to Berlin. You will go many places, and you can pick and choose the trips you go on. The trips run anywhere between $2,000 to $5,000, depending on how elaborate it is. They do have the safari trip, which is a very elaborate trip, which may cost a little bit more. However, you pick and choose if you want to go on a wine sampling cruise, or if you want to go on a cheese sampling, or you might just want to go and be entertained by going to a spa. Pick the ones that best suit you. Find out what you're looking for a trip, and make sure you book it early enough so you can make your plans in advance and you can get everything ready and pay your fees on time, so that this program that they have set up where you can make interim payments can be one that is suitable for you and not something that puts hardship on you. Now, how often should you plan a trip? Whenever you get the free time. And that is frequently for teachers, whenever their breaks. You want to take those calendars and find out when their breaks end the period for you and take advantage of those trips. That's right, teachers. Come on in the room and sit down. It's time for you to get a lesson. I'm going to give you the lesson before the teacher. Take a seat, because some of you don't know this. As I see the same teachers telling me, it's nothing to do. I'm bored. I have nowhere to go but to the casino. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you want to ball all night and dance all night and do nothing but play casino, that's your business. But I'm going on a tour and a cruise and do all the things where I can see some things and experience life from a different viewpoint. It's okay to find people from other countries that speak a different language. So what if you don't speak the language they speak? They try to communicate with you. They're very friendly, and they want to know as much about you as you want to know about them. So stop packing that swimming suit. Matter of fact, get to that spa and start losing some of that extra weight you have in the back so you can squeeze into that swimsuit, because you're definitely going to want to go skinny dipping. That's right. Get that swimming suit together and start planning now. Get over to that spa, work it out. And Omi can put the music on, and she can help you work it out if you want to, because she got the pounds to lose too. Now, I'm not just playing with you, but I'm serious and a heart attack, ladies and gentlemen. You know how Omi feels about sabbatical. This is your chance to get another sabbatical in on Omi. And don't forget to tell Expedia that Omi sent you. They know me there. They send me all kinds of literature and ask me to market them. And that's what I'm doing this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm marking Expedia Inc. This is a spot, lady. X hits the spot. I don't care how you look at it. This is your best package for the money and the bang. I'm telling you, these people treat you nice, and they're good to you, and you become their family. So why not get involved with Exploria? And when you get involved, go online and spend the whole day. They take you on a cruise online so you can experience it firsthand from the previous trips, make you think you're already on the trip. So when you get off that Internet, well, you're ready to get on that Internet and put your money in your credit card and sign up. Because for those of you who are budgeting, put your names in that hat several times so that you could be able to win that five-year trip. You definitely want to be a part of that. Anything that's given away free, try your hand at it. You have nothing to lose. But for those of you who got money galore and don't know what to do with it, take some of that money and take you a tour. go to various places you've never been before. You will be surprised. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to take a station identification. You've gotten on me all worked up now. I might need to take another sabbatical.
Medicine Man, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garris. My brother, the Medicine Man, or some folk call him the Root Doctor Man, but I call him the Naturopathic Man, the doctor who holds healing in his hands, the good bedside mild-mannered man that writes with the pen in the palm of his left hand. Mixing herbs, roots, tinctures, and fusions. Please wait before you start any confusion by drawing the wrong conclusion about him mixing up these fusions. Don't go getting any notion. Why, he's only mixing up herbs and potions together to help ailing folks who have become a little under the weather. Ever since I can remember, why, he's been the doctor in the house. I've always been one of his faithful students, following him around like a mouse, charting the course of the life of an herb from the time I was in the classroom learning to conjugate a verb. I've known that it's been far better to learn the uses of an herb. He teaches me how to mix a little pinch of this and an ounce or two of that when I'm laid out flat on my back. What he really doesn't know is that I'm a natural as a fact at putting herbs together and all sorts of things like that. Mullerswort, milk thistles, ladies' nettle, and stinging nettle, and all the life cycle changes that a woman goes through, from menstruation to menopause. Facing all these strains and pains is like going through withdrawals, sipping on hawthorn berry, rosemary, raspberry, and blessed thistle. I must be careful not to miss the sound of the teapot's blowing whistle. He's in the kitchen now, brewing up some tea. Pardon me while I go in to see. When I'm in the kitchen fixing supper, I have learned to mix up herbs for kinfolk who suffer. We are like two peas in a pot. We admire each other a whole lot. Born a day apart, why, I had a whole year on him right from the start, which made it kind of hard. Even though I am the oldest and we are both born in the same month, I never take advantage of him by trying to pull rank or front. Why, I can remember when he first went on the air to address the people on the topic of detoxification. The people were full of it. Why, they weren't fit. He responded with repercussion by avoiding any repercussion. Some days he'll run his own botanica shop. And if you're ever in the area, Don't forget to stop to have your eyes checked and your feet reflexed.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. You're in the Care to Read room. If you didn't remember, this is Omiika 7, your advisor, the one you want, and your advocate, the one you certainly need. I thought you knew that. Now, let me quote you what one of the teachers said after coming back from one of these conventions. And this is Jenny O's quote. She's a middle school art teacher from Charlottesville, Virginia. She writes, I left the teacher's convention feeling very confident about my tour. I also felt like even if I didn't know something, I had a clear idea of who to contact or where to go to find answers. In so many words, Exploria was on the job. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They were on the job. They were providing her with the necessary tools to explain to her what that convention was all about. And you definitely want to take them up on these summer conventions, ladies. This is where you grow in knowledge and expand so that when you come back to school, you become a scholar in areas. And travel can hurry up and grow you up, ladies and gentlemen. When you travel, it is just like taking a graduate course. And that's exactly what you want to do. In between taking continuing education, take a tour. You can get credit for it if you need the 5-year continuing education hours to renew your license. That's the other area I want to talk to you about. For those of you teachers who are working with a Bulletin 400, and you have to complete at least a minimum of 6 credit hours every 5 years. This is the way to go, ladies. You can get a tour while you're getting your continuing education hours, and when you come back, people will think you've been struggling in the classroom, pushing that pencil, getting those grades when you've been out on a tour. Isn't that fantastic? Of course, you will have to pay for it, but it will be worth it because you'll get that suntan and you get to wear that bathing suit, and when you come back that following fall, you'll be well rested up. Why not take a chance and do that? You can register for the university and get those continuing education hours you need. And if you decide to be a tour guide, you can discount your trip. This is a fantastic way of getting continuing education hours. Some teachers, when they find at the last minute they need those 6 credit hours to renew their license, don't be like Omi was, swimming all over the place trying to find which state you can go and take those weekend classes to get your hours to renew your license. And teachers, by the way, keep up all of your license. I have 3 of them. And believe you me, I'm sending money orders from north to west trying to keep up those licenses. You never know when you're going to relocate and you want to go back there to work. Expedia knows what teachers are doing. That's why they provided this university, so that you can get the continuing education hours you need. And they're not just some clock hours. They're continuing education hours given through the university, as I told you. Now, why not just get your suitcase out, get it packed, get it ready, so when you start collecting all the names of the people for tour, it will give you the momentum you need and the inspiration so that when you get ready for this trip, you feel like, I'm getting this trip for free. I have earned my own way to go because you solicited and you recruited those 25 people. Sometimes it's even 10 people. You've got 10 good friends, don't you? Don't you know somebody in the school system that likes you well enough to want to go on a cruise or a trip with you? If you don't have no friends, well, Omi can help you get some. Come in the Care to Talk, Care to Read room. You can find some friends because you're going to have to know some friends so they can go and register and go online and sign up under your tour. Now, ladies, you might even want to meet some men friends, too, because those are the ones that want to travel with you wherever you go. They don't care if you're going to Dilly Wah Dilly. They ask you where to sign up at. Yes, they can go on a tour, too. Their male teachers get them ready and tell them they need to get those continuation hours out of the way. Have them sign up for Expedia and have them to put their information under your tour guide so they can make their monthly payment. This prize is not going to last forever, ladies and gentlemen. A chance to win 5-year tours for 5 years, that means every year you know where you're going to be going for 5 years without even have to guess about it. I wish I could win that trip. Now, you know Omi would be right in the place getting ready for sabbatical because I love to get in the car and go somewhere. Only on this account, you'll be flying your way to your destination. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This organization does international trips, and they also do local stateside trips. So for those of you who want to visit the 50 states and you're not ready to tour abroad, you can still go on the stateside trips. Now, I'm international, baby. I don't know about you. I have overcome the 50 states. I'm looking to be international and be in Paris to have a second home there, and to possibly even have a little bungalow set aside so I can have 2 passports and have dual citizenship somewhere else. Now, don't get jealous of Omi. I'm making it possible so that you can go too. Don't be jealous, and don't go hating. Just get yourself ready to go on sabbatical. Put your name in the hat. Go over and register for Expedia, Inc. And don't forget to tell them that Omi told you so. And tell them that Omi, the advocate, the advisor, sent you, and maybe you get some perks. And maybe you might even want to invite Omi, and you really get some perks. Now, once again, ladies, just being a little facetious on a Tuesday evening, just funning with you, this is the Care to Read Room, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining me today. I'd like to give out those call numbers for those people who still want to get that call in. 646-478-0270. And this is something you want to do, ladies and gentlemen. It's important to take time out for leisure. Now, you remember we did a whole segment on how to take care of yourself. If you're getting close to 60 and you want to tighten it up, you know, tighten it up now. You want to tighten up everything, take those protein tablets and those shakes and get yourself together because you have to get ready for a new millennium. You don't want to let everything start falling apart, and then when you retire when nothing is not working, you're talking about going on the trip, and you have to drag your little tired body on the plane, and everything is hurting you, and knees won't move, and toes are cracking. You want to get yourself together. Get to the gym. Work it out. Take some vitamins. Tighten it up. We taught you how to do that in this room. Go in and take a spa, a weekend trip to get yourself together. So when you come back, ooh, your hair is flying in the wind. You done put some color in it. You done streaked it. And, boy, it looked like you done tightened your skin up, and people wondered, where did she go? And then everybody will be talking about, oh, that's Oma. She just came back from one of them tours overseas that she always go on. Don't be hating. Y'all just sign up. Go ahead and sign up now. Go head on. Sign up and go in there and tell them you want to put your name in the tour for the 5 years. So what if you don't win? Keep your name in the list and sign up with some tour. Start traveling. Time is not waiting on anyone, and time waits for no one. So start signing up and get those nails done, and by all means, puff up those heels so that your heels are not rusty when you put on those fine little slippers. Go out there. You might meet somebody. They tell me when you go abroad that the men there just love American women, so you have to be looking for a husband when you go over there, and you might even find one. That's right. Just being facetious on a Tuesday again. Let me get myself under control. Just getting carried away here on a Tuesday. I got to be reminded I'm in the Care to Read room. That's right. Would you care to read about Expedia, Inc.? That's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to also tell you, just getting serious here, there are quadruplet points that you can earn. Quadruplet points. That means you can quadruple it. You can go in there and say quadruple it, and they will know what you mean, and they'll tell you exactly how to earn those extra points. You can get your mama involved, your grandmama, and then your brother and your sister and your mother, and everybody be going on a trip with you. Oh, yes, you want to make sure that you do take advantage of this opportunity. If you've never taken advantage of anything in the Care to Read room, you definitely want to take advantage of this teacher. And I'm calling on those providers, those teachers that are sitting up in those classrooms about ready to fall over, don't have time to get their nails done. They don't take enough time to go into the beauty salon. And they're probably wearing their hair just like Oma right now, all twisted up on their head. Don't have the time, can't find the time, won't make the time. Now, I'm telling you what I know. I ain't telling you what I heard. This is something I know. Taking time to go on tours and trips will make you live longer, extend your life, and give you something to talk about when you come back to school. Besides that old dead conversation about, I've been sitting at home all summer, ain't went nowhere, ain't seen nothing. See, people don't want to hear that. Men want to hear about some interesting things that's going on in your life. And if you're well-traveled and they heard about you being a well-traveled woman, guess what? They're going to want to talk to you. You will be the talk of the town. You will be the most interesting woman on the block. Now, if that's what it takes to get a man, then by all means, start traveling so you can meet somebody to talk about what it is you've been doing. Once again, Expedia wants to help you do that, ladies and gentlemen. Expedia wants you to get 6 or more people in some cases and 10 or more people and even 25 or more people to go on these trips with you. Get your people together. Don't you have an entourage? A good woman always has an entourage, a slew of friends that she wants to hang out with. Take those people with you when you go on the trip. walk them through the process when they go online to sign up under your name to make their monthly payment until their fees are paid. Now, you surely don't want to wait on this, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how long this five-year introduction program is going to last. I gave you the phone number. I gave you the address. And I'm going to give you that phone number again just in case somebody came in the room a little bit late. Okay, once again, Expedia, Inc., and that's at 458. Trenton Street in Boston, Massachusetts, 02111. And there's another address for those people that would like to write from California. That's 3940 Fountain Avenue, Suite 330, San Diego, California, 92103. That phone number, once again, ladies and gentlemen, for Expedia, Inc., is 1-888-310-7120. Now get ready for your sabbatical and enjoy yourself, ladies and gentlemen, because I know you are. And don't be surprised if Omi stows away with you in your ship while you're traveling or in your plane, because you know how I am about sabbatical. Now, I told you all these things, teachers, so you can get a break. So when you get back to your classroom, you'll be well rested. Now, teachers, we're going to go out of here with a bang because we are going to dance our way out of here today. And I want you to know one thing, that if you don't get a chance to go this year, go next year. But have a great time. We'll be right back. This has been a program that's underwritten by Project 2019 for the Family Life Society. We are featuring programs that will help the family, and now we're focusing in on the teachers getting involved. Teachers, I'd like to thank you. If you were involved in the listening audience today, thank you for supporting us in this room that has been underwritten by Project 2019. We aim to close the gap of ignorance and disparity and illiteracy at bringing in good sources of material, the books, reference material, just as we gave you Expedia, Inc. We gave you that information as good source of material. Please, if you can find use for it, pass it on to someone. Maybe they might be interested in traveling. And once again, we'd like to thank you for joining the Care to Read room and spending a whole hour with your OME Inca 7, the advocate you need and the advisor you certainly want. For those of you who value what we do here in this room, it might behoove you to come every once in a while and thank us and become a friend. We'd definitely like to sign you on as a friend. And our call number here in this room, if you'd like to call us, is 646-478-0270. We urge you to be a part of what we're doing here in this room. Even if it's a part of the rituals, please do participate. We're friendly here, and we invite everyone. Everyone is welcome. And once again, we like to say, take your education higher, ladies and gentlemen. For those teachers out there, you can include those extra academic credits while you're on tour for your students and even for yourself. This is a very serious opportunity for you to get those college credits you need and do it while you're in style, having fun. And Omi is definitely going to make sure her retirement is a blessed one and an enjoyable one at that. So you want to travel, ladies and gentlemen. You want to be a part of organizations. Dr. Ray Hagen also features trips to Egypt, fantastic trips. And he also features trips to Bahama. If you don't join anybody else, you definitely want to check out Dr. Ray Hagen's radio station. He talks about the travel that his group is going on. And it's very important that we support one another in our efforts to travel. And traveling can make us a broader-minded person. So we're not stuck on frozen viewpoints, and we're open to various different backgrounds and races of people. In this room, we feature trying to help understand who we are as an African-American and cleaning ourselves up so that we're fit. But we do open doors for all people. But we are interested in the African-American family, learning about themselves and knowing thyself. As you begin to know who you are and the great ancient ancestors that you follow, it helps you to be a better person. Please come in and join us in our ritual. You might learn something. You definitely don't want to miss this Friday. We have a special treat for you this Friday. You definitely would like to be a part of that. And I'd like to say thank you for joining us. I am grateful for you choosing our room. I am more than honored for you to be a part of my listening group. And once again, please do phone us and talk with us and tell us what you would like to hear more of. We are here to serve you. We're at your command. We're your servants. And on that note, we like to say, oh, double. But before we get out of here, we want to lift our fists up and give three shouts out to Harambe. 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 Hello, Delani Aman. You could, every now and then, put some perks out in the atmosphere for Omi. Thank you. We still love you and are praying for you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I say Baba Booey to you all and have a good evening. And we will be right back at you in the air tomorrow. Same time, 6 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you. Have a great day.